The Google Crisis Response Team mission is to get critical information out to our users as soon as possible, especially during emergency events, such as most recently Hurricane Sandy.
Is this kind of information that's out there every day anyway, but you're just kind of consolidating it and putting it in one easy-to-find spot for people?
The data we provide is provided by our partnerships with authoritative sources. And these authoritative sources, for example, are the U.S. National Weather Service and U.S. Geological Survey. So by partnering with them, we're able to provide authoritative emergency messages to our users.
How are you hoping people will use this?
Today, actually, we're announcing that our Google Public Alerts platform is available through Google Search, both on desktop and mobile, as well as Google Maps on Android. So now, for example, if you're in the D.C. area currently and you searched for flooding or the weather in the area, you'd be alerted about a coastal flood warning that's in effect.
Is this the kind of thing you have to proactively go out and search for, or is this just something that's going to, Google's going to know where you're searching from, and this stuff will pop up when you're doing your normal searches?
If you have actively opted in to provide your location information and you just search for weather, then you would see any relevant public emergency information that's active in your area. Mm-hmm. Also, we're on Google Now, which is offered on the Android Jelly Bean devices, and that's where we push messages. So, for example, this past weekend in Florida, there was with Sandy coming through, there was a tropical storm warning, and all our Google Now users were pushed a tropical storm warning and the alert details to their phones.
I have to think that's the wave of the future, if you'll pardon the pun, the way that most of us will be getting information in the years to come. It'll be shoved to our smartphones, and we really won't have to do much on our end. Payal Patel is a member of the Google Crisis Response Team. Thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thanks, Bill.